One of the reasons that we fast on Shiva Asa Bar Tammuz is, as we know, because Moshe broke the luchos when he came down and saw the Jewish people were worshiping the Egel, the golden calf. And the justification of the Jewish people was that they were looking for a leader. They thought Moshe died and they panicked. And when they were looking for a new leader, they used the words that they're looking for someone, Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu, someone that can go ahead of us and lead us. But now in our parsha, when Moshe is going to pass away and he's looking for his replacement, he tells Hashem, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchas, Hashem, you should find someone that understands each individual's needs, Asher Yotzi'im V'Asher Yivim, who will bring them out and bring them back. Why the difference here? They're both trying to hire for the same position. Are they two different recruiters looking for a different kind of hire? What's going on here? Reb Zev Lef explains that in the times of the Egel, the people made a big mistake. They thought that what we need is someone great, someone really amazing that can go ahead of us and lead us. And we're going to all look up to that person, but we're not really going to be like that. We're just going to look up to them and idolize them, literally. And that's why an idol was a befitting replacement. But what Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that what we need from a leader is someone that could bring out the greatness in each individual. They're going to go and pull out that greatness. Of course, they're going to be a great leader, but they're going to identify what each individual's needs are and make them great, not just be great on their own. Of course, this is a great message for anybody that's in a leadership position, but every single one of us need to understand the same thing, that every individual has their own greatness that can be brought out. And no matter who you are, even you, you cannot go it alone. There's no way that you can have one person that's going to become great without everybody else. We tried that by the Egel and it didn't work. So what we need to do is recognize and appreciate the greatness that every single other person brings to the table. Recognize their opinions, listen to what they have to say, and take their advice. And with that, we can merit the Geula very, very soon. Have a great Shabbos.